From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward was spotted watching his yacht at a race today around England's Isle of Wight. That's made the internet light up with criticism of the embattled Hayward, whose company has claimed responsibility for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has this report.
Hayward has not won too many fans in the U.S. Earlier this month, he told Gulf Coast residents he wanted the spill to end and he wanted his life back. That comment prompted disbelief from the residents, whose livelihoods may not return for months, if not years. According to the Associated Press, Hayward made an appearance at the event to watch his 52-foot yacht compete. That prompted many on Twitter and Facebook to denounce him again. Speaking to ABC's This Week, which airs tomorrow, White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel mocked Hayward for, quote, getting his life back, as he would say. Meanwhile, there is some confusion about Hayward's role in the effort to stop the spill in the Gulf. BP's chairman suggested Hayward would be removed from that role, but a BP spokesman said Hayward will remain in charge until the leak is stopped. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says the Florida Panhandle could see more tar balls from the BP oil spill wash up on shore this weekend because of heavy winds from the Gulf. Tar balls are staining the white sand beaches of Panama City, Florida, for the first time since the spill began. This is the furthest east evidence of the oil spill has been seen in Florida. China's announcement today that it will make the yuan more flexible is being welcomed by Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. NPR's Giles Snyder reports China has been under international pressure over the issue.
Secretary Geithner is calling on China for a vigorous implementation of the change in policy, but it appears he won't get that. China's central bank isn't offering many details. It says it will gradually make the yuan's exchange rate more flexible, but that there is no basis for a big fluctuation or changes in the yuan's value. This is a touchy issue. The yuan has been frozen against the dollar for nearly 2 years, leading to charges that China manipulates the value of its currency to gain a trade advantage that costs U.S. jobs. Congress has threatened legislation aimed at the situation. In a statement, Geithner said that he's looking forward to working with China at next week's G20 meeting in Toronto. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy says the world should look for a new international currency system. His comments came during an economic meeting in Russia and just about a week ahead of a meeting of the G20 planned in Toronto. Sarkozy also says the World Bank and International Monetary Fund are outdated and should be replaced. Sarkozy says he plans to work with Russian officials to give developing countries a greater voice in regulating the world's economy. Utility crews across the upper Midwest expect to be working well into tomorrow to restore power to thousands after a series of storms ripped across four states last night. A number of individuals have been out of power since the storm hit. This is NPR News from Washington. A federal appeals court panel will soon determine whether a California man's rights were abridged when he was arrested for giving a Nazi salute at a public forum. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more.
Robert Norris was taken away in handcuffs from a city council meeting in Santa Cruz, California in 2002 after he gave the salute. He says he made the gesture only to protest the mayor cutting off a speaker who was criticizing the council. Norris later filed a lawsuit charging the arrest violated his constitutional right of free speech. Santa Cruz city council meetings have long attracted speakers who can expound at great length on a wide range of political and social issues, so it's not uncommon for officials to invoke a time limit. This coming Tuesday, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will convene a rare 11-judge panel to consider how tolerant public officials need to be before silencing and evicting speakers and protesters from meetings. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
U.S. Envoy Robert Blake is pushing the government of Kyrgyzstan to restore calm to a portion of that country torn by ethnic violence. Hundreds of thousands have fled their homes to get away from the unrest. Some believe that supporters of former President Kerman Bakbakiev sparked the violence last week. Mexican officials say 11 soldiers have died in the crash of a military helicopter. The crash occurred in the northern state of Durango. The troops were part of the government's anti-drug mission. Bad weather is suspected as the cause of the crash. Former NBA player Manuel Bol has died. According to the Associated Press, a colleague says the 7.5-foot Bol was being treated for severe kidney troubles and a painful skin condition at a Virginia hospital. The 47-year-old Bol played 10 seasons in the NBA. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.